And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi, everybody. Good morning to you. Welcome to this lovely start of the Sunday. It's Ed Phillips here in the hour, totally dedicated to your health and wellness across Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, into Adelaide and Perth as well via the Macquarie Network. And we have the one phone number to reach our wonderful experts. It is 131-873, from wherever you're joining us around the country, 131-873. I am flanked by the lovely Zoe Bingley, full and healthy chef and nutritionist, fresh from an extended holiday. I'm so jealous.
It was worthwhile, I've got to say. It's amazing the rejuvenation you get after taking a deep breath and just relaxing.
And spending weeks in Hawaii.
Yeah, and you realise how much you love your husband and your children when you haven't got stress around you all the time.
Well, a man who's had 60 plus years happily married is on my right, pharmacist and medicinal herbalist to the stars, Gerald Quigley. Hello to you.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Zoe. Not quite 60 years, although sometimes it feels like it, just 47.
Oh, is that all?
Yes, I'll cop that when I get home, I can tell you. But still, thank you, Ed.
It's worth a shot. In something nutritious and delicious, I assume we're going to have some kind of a hungy cooked in the ground, are we, today?
Yes, no, I'm not taking the Hawaiian cuisine back to Australia, but so I always like things that are quick, that you can sort of transport. So we're going to do a really lovely, deep, yummy smoothie, but it's got all the whiz bang of good nutrition. It's something that you can pre-prepare, get yourself ready for the week, and have it on the run.
I tell you, one advantage of having a nutritionist as a friend who's hosting a party for her husband is you provide everyone with a little care pack, didn't
I you? I did. So, look, I'm very functional in my approach. So everybody got a little gift bag, and very kindly BioGland gave me some supplements. That spirulina was in every single pack.
Yes.
I also had their beautiful apple cider vinegar with a detox flavour element to as well. I thought that could be necessary.
He needs that, Zoe.
I think everybody may have needed it, to be honest. But we loved our food and we loved our fun. That was really good. But yeah, look, I think it's all about being as sensible and laying some good foundation, and that's why I'm always a big believer in supplements and superfoods.
Having a little bit of fun along the way. All right, we'll have our nutritious and delicious smoothie recipe not too far away. In the A to Z of vitamins today, got plenty to cover. What are you looking at?
We're moving away a little bit from fish. We're talking krill, which are the tiny little crustaceans, which are a more concentrated essential fatty acid content, marine little animal, Ed, and we'll talk about that later on, the benefits of that.
And importantly, we're going to focus on heart disease next up. One Aussie dies of a cardiovascular disease, something like every 12 minutes, I think, is the frightening stat. And we have Aussies experiencing either heart attacks or strokes every 5 minutes. And that's on the rise. And it comes as new research shows more than two-thirds of us as adults, or more than 12 million Australians, have at least three risk factors for the nation's biggest killer, heart disease. We'll chat in a sec to Adjunct Professor John Kelly, the CEO of the Heart Foundation, and have a look at their plans and aims for Heart Week, which kicks off today. Joe Stanley, not too far away from the House of Wellness TV version as well, will join us with a preview of what's coming up. And all our callers today going to air, get themselves in the running for that $100 gift voucher to go and spend at Chemist Warehouse as well. So give us a call. 131-873 is our number. Let's try Jane first up, who's in Croydon in New South Wales this morning. Hi, Jane. Our experts are standing by for you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everyone. Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Just a quick, easy question. I uptake my intake of vitamins, and I have other pills to take, so I thought I'd start using a Webster pack,
sure,
7-day one.
Yes.
But by about day three, the fish oil and the curcumin, the tablets are getting really soft and spongy, and I'm just wondering whether they're staying fresh, particularly by day seven.
When they're all in together, Jane, there is a real chance there'll be some moisture somewhere along the line, and you may have to maybe separate them. So one of those, or even the combination of them, is causing the problem. This is the only issue with putting everything in a little container. Great for memory, for remembering to take it, and more particularly making sure that at the end of the day there's not something still left. So, look, you might have to separate them, and that will solve the problem. But there is the interaction, and this is why when pharmacists pack powerful medications into Webster packs, they make sure there's no interaction between the pills that come together.
Okay. And one thing that's quite useful when I was doing practice with the clients that I had as a nutritionist, because fish oils, there's no particular time of the day that you actually need to be taking them. So a useful thing to do is if you do need, that's probably is the higher density moisture product, is put them on your bedside table and just take them before you go to bed. Same again with the turmeric. Again, these two things, particularly turmeric and fish oil, because turmeric needs a fat-soluble vitamin to actually help with the absorption of it. So having those two on your bedside table might solve the problem of any of the moisture issues going in the Webster pack.
Yeah, although it might cause some reflux, though. You've got to be a little bit careful with fish oil, because if you have one that's not coated, you can actually be tasting fish oil for a fair bit of time across the night. That's the only downside.
Good point.
I've got
good
a little
point.
Pack you've just seen me take. It's got the fish oil tablet. It's got the CoQ10. It's got another multi in it. And it does seem to have a little bit of, not runoff from the fish oil one, but it's the one I always notice. It's got that little
yellowy
tinge.
The most out of all of them, definitely.
I know our vitamins have medications have a use by date, don't they?
Sure.
Of a couple of years.
They all do.
Within a week or so of them.
That's fine.
Rubbing.
Yeah,
it wouldn't go off. I mean, I find even when I travel, I tend to literally take the little moisture absorbing pack out of other supplements.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I'll pop them into, you know, whatever I'm traveling with, because I find that that way it just absorbs that moisture as opposed to the moisture
it's
coming
the
out of
the hydroscopic little sachet, making sure you don't swallow it, because sometimes.
Or the children don't get their hands on it.
It can happen, yeah.
Yeah. Headlines today in the US, measles are on the rise again, and it's something that we're looking at across the country as well. The ongoing measles notifications, just in New South Wales alone, I see, have reached around 36 since last Christmas. That is up. And we're talking about, I guess, a matter of vaccination, aren't we, Gerald? There's something like 20 million unvaccinated or under-vaccinated children in the world today.
It's become a little bit of an emotional issue, Ed, but there's no doubt that vaccination reduces the risk of disease. And whether it's the current flu, where we've even got age-appropriate vaccines that you go and have a chat to your doctor about, even for as low and as young as 6 months, it's just important to be all over and get all the information you can about the vaccines and be guided by the person you trust, which is usually your GP. And if your GP says, look, these are the vaccinations I need to run through with you, listen, ask questions, and be reassured that the risk-benefit ratio is certainly well in the benefit arena.
And it really surprises me in this day and age, as someone who is a complementary nutritionist, I would never not immunise my child. I mean, I know it's a big debated topic, and it's the formulation of those that seems to be the higher conversational talking point, but the risk far outweighs anything else. So again, Gerald, so spot on with all your advice as always. You know, get that information, make sure you're feeling confident, but I think, you know, don't not do it.
Our big advantage is we were a giant island and somewhat protected, but
not anymore.
Australians took more than 9 million trips overseas last year alone. So things are being brought back into the country. So immunisation, certainly on everyone's mind. It's indeed World Immunisation Week currently this
week.
And
I was quite surprised what you said about America being on the increase when it comes to measles itself. I mean, you would think that such a developed country would actually be on top of this, but it goes to show, you know, disease does not discriminate.
131-873 is our number. Margaret, coming to you in Blackburn this morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Good morning, Margaret.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Look, I'm so sorry. When I say sorry, I get muddled up with all these tablets and things, but these ubiquinol, it's for my grandson now. Look, I've rung before. I'm always worried about him. He's got a very heavy schedule at the moment with his swimming. And these ubiquinol, I went to get some the other day, and I'm confused. I've got two in front of me here. It's called Go Healthy. Now, one's got ubiquinol 100 milligram.
Yes.
And the other one has got vitamin D in it, which I always concern myself with them swimming indoors all the time. They're never out in the elements at all, you know. They eat and then they go to bed. They don't sort of get out in the air a lot. But the one with the vitamin D in it, strangely enough, it's not that I'm, gosh, I shouldn't say concerned about the expense, but they're not cheap, you know, and they're well within reason. And I'm just wondering, and also, wondering which one is the better for him to take, because I believe it's good for rejuvenation
for
of energy and everything. And if it's safe for him to take, I'm worried about that. I don't want him to swallow something that he's not allowed to take. You know where
Margaret,
I'm coming from?
Yeah, sure. Be reassured. My grandson is a national-level swimmer as well, and everyone in his little group is very aware of doing the best by him. Be reassured that ubiquinol is fine, whether or not it has the vitamin D added. Only one each morning. It's a wonderful way for recovery, for ensuring he's got appropriate energy. There's not an issue with any of the drug testing. It is a natural substance which is just there to help his muscle. And look, it's a great idea for him, Margaret, and wish him well in all his competitions.
And the recommended daily intake is 100 milligram per day. So that one tablet is perfect. But again, remember, diet is supporting. So avocado, you know, some sardines, chicken, good, really good quality protein. Believe it or not, if you eat red meat that is grass-fed, you actually get high levels of omega-3 fatty acids and a lot of other nutrients. So doesn't have to be a lot, but it just has to be as good a quality as you can afford.
We'll take a little break. This is the House of Wellness. Back next to chat about heart health. Adjunct Professor John Kelly joins us after this, the CEO of the Heart Foundation.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spoil mum this Mother's Day with Peony Noir by Michael Bublé. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Well, as you probably know, the heart is one of the most active tissues in the body. But did you know that your heart requires an adequate supply of enzyme Q10 for heart health? Well, Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10 from Chemist Warehouse assists in maintaining a healthy cardiovascular system and may also assist in healthy heart function. Now, on average, if we do the sums, the heart beats 80 times per minute. That's about 4,800 times per hour and 115,000 times per day over our 80-year lifespan. That's over 3 billion beats. Well, you can get Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10, the 150 milligram 100 caps, for only $25.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your doctor. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, let's chat heart health, and indeed heart disease is Australia's leading single cause of death. One Aussie dies of cardiovascular disease every 12 minutes or so, and one Australian experiences either a heart attack or stroke every 5 minutes. Now, we've got some new data in. It shows that more than two-thirds of Aussie adults, or more than 12 million people, have at least three risk factors. That's around 7 million men and 6 million women, by the way. With Heart Week kicking off today, we thought what better time to talk about heart health. And John Kelly joins us, adjunct professor and CEO of Heart Foundation, with us on the line. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Ed and Gerald and Zoe. How are you all?
Good morning, John. Very well.
Nice to have you with us. Big week for the foundation. Main causes of heart disease. What can we put those down to, I guess?
Look, the most, or the silent two, of course, are blood pressure and cholesterol. We've got hereditary factors, so we need to ensure that families and individuals are aware of those, and also lifestyle factors, so mainly to do with diet and also inactivity.
Mm. John, is there
Of course, that we've made some inroads in over the last 50 years, of course, is smoking. But sure. Still 3 million Australians smoke.
And hard to understand, isn't it? John, is there an age at which it just becomes really fundamentally important to be aware of your heart health?
Yes, certainly our bodies have a tremendous capacity to, if you like, adjust to abuse, dare I say. But certainly Australians over 45 years of age and Indigenous Australians over 30 need to be aware of what their baseline is, because that's when it starts to turn the tide.
Sure.
So what are some of the symptoms? Because my mother's had three strokes and she has arrhythmia. She, you know, diet is healthy, maybe alcohol's a bit too high. But what are some of these symptoms that we should be looking out for?
Well, certainly, of course, some people have heart attacks and strokes with no symptoms at all. But generally speaking, there's, for men, chest pain, sweatiness. Okay. Women tend to experience sort of slightly subtle and different symptoms. So they may just have some sweatiness and some tingling up and down the arms or in the neck.
A lot of the time women don't realise, do they, that they're actually going through this? This is someone's...
That's true. And women are too busy looking after the rest of the world. They're looking after their kids and their partners.
I say thank you on behalf of every woman out there.
Well, look, we're encouraging women this year to look after themselves a bit more and reflect on the symptoms and get help.
Great.
John, Medicare now, there is a new check that's available, and thank goodness. And well done for all of your lobbying, because obviously it's a great way from a preventative strategy perspective to at least draw a line in the sand. So what's involved? Do you just ring your GP and say, I've come for the heart check that's available?
Look, that's true. I'll go back one step, if you like. Just to get a quick two-minute baseline, your listeners should go on to our www.heartfoundation.org.au website and undertake their heart age calculator read. That'll give them an idea in 2 minutes what their heart age is compared to their actual age. Okay. That's a good starting point to shock people into reality. Mm-hmm. And then they ring up their GP and ask, could they be booked in for a heart health check? It's only 20 minutes, and it'll involve the GP taking the person's blood pressure, tests for cholesterol reading and sugar, glucose in the blood, asking about their family history, their lifestyle habits, including, of course, smoking, diet and physical activity, and then coming up with a plan for that individual. We're going to assist GPs around the country with providing them with where there are local opportunities for increased activity and food and nutrition advice in their own areas.
And that is the big thing. It's creating that support that's very functional and, dare I say it, very digestible at the same time as well. With someone who has had a heart attack or a stroke, does this put them at a higher risk category, or is the actual reversible or preventable, the disease itself?
No, unfortunately, it's the former. So once you've had a heart attack, you're more likely to have a second heart attack, and that's more likely to be fatal.
Wow.
Cardiac rehabilitation is an incredibly important component after somebody has a first heart attack and has to go into an acute care hospital. So they're all factors that can be discussed if you do have symptoms. And as you mentioned at the very beginning, with two-thirds of the population having more than three risk factors, it's pretty well most of us.
Yeah.
John, bearing in mind that most males listening to us are absolutely unaware probably that these risk factors occur, do you have maybe three things that the average bloke, because they're the problem ones, aren't they? They've got their heads in the sand. The average bloke should be thinking, now I need to bring 1, 2, 3 under control just to get things back to where I should be. Just a couple of tips.
Yeah, look, three things straight off is anyone who smokes should stop. That's the critical factor. If you do have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, you may not need to go on medication, but you certainly need to discuss it with your health professional.
Sure.
If you have high blood pressure or cholesterol, the medications are very effective. That's another important thing for your listeners to understand. Lifestyle factors, the two, and you don't have to start running marathons, but start being physically active every day.
Sure.
Alrighty, the all-important website you mentioned there, John, is heartfoundation.org.au. You can try that heart age calculator as a first step. And a big step now, I think from April 1, is the new Medicare-funded heart health check as well with your GP. So that's something we'll be encouraging all Aussies to consider, to visit their doctor, and we stress that this week in what is Heart Week as well. Really appreciate your time today, John. Thanks so much for joining us this Sunday morning.
Thanks for having me, and have a great day.
Adjunct Professor John Kelly there, my beloved grandmother, who lived to nearly 101.
Wow.
Used to tell us proudly that her heart gained a beat. She had some arrhythmia, but she was actually adding more beats on. So
wonderful. And you were respectful enough not to disagree, weren't you?
Correct. Well, 101, just pass on a bit of that in your DNA. I'd be quite happy about that.
Wonderful.
131873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. We're going to come to Jennifer in Mount Martha this morning. You're next up with our experts. Jennifer, hello.
Jennifer.
Yes,
good morning. And good morning, Gerald, and all of you. I have Bell's palsy. And I've had this since November. I'm just about at the end of my tether, as I think the term would be. I have been given a couple of treatments of steroids, which haven't helped at all.
So it's made no difference at all, Jennifer? There's been no improvement over that time?
Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing. I've had gravelling of the right eye.
Yes.
I've actually even had a gold bar put in my right eye, surgically put in, because my eyelid wouldn't close.
Oh, wow.
That was done about 3 weeks ago.
And I just can't eat, drink. I dribble like a little baby. And I just don't know what else, or if anybody can, especially you, Gerald, if you can help me with anything.
Jennifer, the puzzle is probably what the experts have told you, that normally this well, in theory, it self-resolves usually at about 6 months. But you're there now and nothing much has changed. And how frustrating is that?
Yes, absolutely. I don't even want to go out or eat.
No,
or
I don't
anything.
Blame you. So it's just and left or right side, Jennifer?
It's all down the right side of my face, completely dropped in the right side of my face.
Are you still taking prednisolone? You're still taking steroids?
No. I came off of those because they weren't doing anything. They did give me, or they have given me, Lyrica to take, which also doesn't seem to be doing anything.
No. And are you in pain?
I'm in pain when I try to eat because I do bite the bottom of my lip.
Of course you will, because you don't feel
it. And I am in
it,
pain with my eye because I've got creams that I've been given from when I had the gold bar put in and also my optician. But which at night I put a thicker cream in the day I put eye drops in. But really, none of it is particularly helpful.
Now, Jennifer, are you on a computer? Can you?
I can get
wonderful.
To, yes.
Look, could you please email me? I've got a string of suggestions, but they're a little lengthy. So if you could just go to houseofwellness.com.au, and up the top on the right hand side, there's an Ask tab,
and if
you click on that, and that message will come through to me today. When I get back from bowls this afternoon, I will address that whole thing for you with a string of suggestions that hopefully we can make a difference.
All righty. There'll be a string of ends too, and then a celebratory ale, I should dare say, as you clean up another. What's up for grabs today? Another 20 cents?
20 cents.
Yeah, good luck. Reigning champion, are you? You're in?
Yeah, got it yesterday. Yeah.
Jennifer, we would love to hear some progress with that, and we'll keep tabs with you as well across the coming weeks. More of your calls in just a sec. 131873 is our number from anywhere around the country, wherever you're joining us this morning, or our website, as Gerald mentioned, houseofwellness.com.au.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Peony Noir by Michael Bublé. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Yeah, looking ahead to Mother's Day, it's not too far off, is it? And Chemist Warehouse has some big brand fragrances, all at affordable prices. And you can say thank you to your mum with some real luxury fragrances like Estee Lauder's Beautiful, the 30 mil is just $39.99. Dolce & Gabbana for women, light blue, the 100 mil is only $79.99. Giorgio Armani's C, the 50 mil is just $109.99. Big brand fragrances, all at affordable prices, and only at Chemist Warehouse. Making Mother's Day special. We'll also include Jimmy Choo, the 30 mil, for just $34.99. Michael Bublé's Peony Noir, the 100 mil, is only $49. And the Lancôme Poème, 100 mil, just $89.99. Put that in your diary for Mum. Super special prices for Mother's Day, only at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to be with you this morning. It's Ed Phillips, joined by Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, taking your calls on 131873. Thanks for hanging on, Francis. You've been very patient in Kilcare on the Central Coast, New South Wales. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Gerald, and to everybody else. My brother-in-law rang a couple of... he was listening to your program a couple of weeks ago, and I have peripheral neuropathy in my feet, and one of your listeners rang in, and you gave a bit of advice.
Sure.
One of them was folic acid, and but he didn't catch the rest of it, whatever it was, and
Francis,
I thought you might help me.
Do you have diabetes? Do you have diabetes? Are you diabetic?
No.
No, okay, good. Now, the important nutrient in all of that, Francis, is lipoic acid, L-I-P for Peter, O-I-C. Lipoic acid comes as a 400-milligram tablet that you take twice a day, is a brilliant solution for peripheral neuropathy. Add to that turmeric extract in capsule form twice a day, and they are considered the best two options to settle those really excitable nerves down in your feet.
Good luck with that. Okay, let's come to Anthony now, who's in Malvern. In Melbourne, hello.
Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Yep. How you going?
Good, thanks. How can we help you?
A lot of experts say that
Manuka honey is an antiseptic, which is good to put on cuts and things, but they say if you eat it, it stuffs up the gut.
No, that's not true. No. In fact, supports gut function, Anthony, and Zoe will back me up on that.
Definitely.
There's really no downside to Manuka. The only issue is there's Manuka and there's Manuka.
Yes, so that is it, isn't it?
Probably New Zealand Manuka is considered to be the, that would be the Rolls-Royce one, Zoe?
Definitely. And it's obviously, it's all to do with also the grading and the rating
option. Sure.
It is expensive, Manuka honey, and I think the best approach, I mean, for a lot of my clients who wanted to go with a very alternative approach to eating, I say just slowly incorporate it into your food.
Yes.
Now, the problem with that, it does have a slightly medicinal taste to it, a little bit of an overtone. So what you can combat that with is putting a little bit of olive oil in with it.
Okay.
You can put a little bit of sort of like a tartar version, like an apple cider vinegar. You can make it into some salad dressings in there, but it has incredible antiviral, antibacterial. It is just a beautiful antioxidant, and I really am a big double thumbs up when I say try it.
And Anthony, if it's any reassurance, there is an entire department at the University of Auckland using Manuka honey in fighting infections. So it's amazing.
All righty, quick call. Now we come to Peter, who's in Hampton. Good morning, Peter.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to refer to the previous caller who's had Bell's palsy for 5 years. So, yeah, for 6 months. So I've had unresolved Bell's palsy now for 5 years. And it's really hard to find proper support. The doctors kind of put you in the too hard basket, and you end up having to do a lot of your own research. There's really not a support group out there for this either. And you're really on your own, which makes it a lot harder. So I just wanted to reach out to the last caller and just offer, you know, my number just in case she wants to call someone who's been there and done that.
Peter, if it's any help, if you email your number to me and I'll link you up with Jennifer, if you're happy to do that. Go to the House of Wellness website and just on the Ask tab, and if you shoot that to me, I will say to Jennifer, look, would you like Peter's number? And at least it will give her, because I think that will be very reassuring.
Aren't our listeners just absolutely gorgeous?
Yeah,
thank
beautiful.
You so much, Peter, for that call.
Thank you, Peter.
Really
very
appreciate
caring.
That. And Jennifer will too. All right, something delicious and also nutritious. You've been having some fabulous Hawaiian fare the last couple of weeks.
I have, but this is not Hawaii. Okay. sorry to burst your bubble.
I put this grass skirt on for no reason at all.
And please
it
suits keep
you so
it.
Much.
Okay.
So, look, I mean, we're in a bit of a, you know, area of nutrition right now when it's kind of the halfway weather type access. Mm-hmm. So we still need to make sure what we've got is something easy, nutritious, and something you can take on the run. So this smoothie is fantastic.
Okay.
So I use coconut milk. So I think coconut milk is a beautiful flavor. It's got a very kind of high, rich, lipidy taste to it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, almond milk. You could also use rice milk or oat milk as good alternatives. I'll put lots of different types of fruits. So I focus on berries, banana, pineapple. I always make sure that there is some big boost of omega fat in pretty much every dish, whether it's sweet or savory. So in this case, you could add chia seeds, which have not only got that very sort of beautiful omega-3 fatty acid, they've also got a great source of fiber. And that gelatinous nature that it kind of turns into that gooiness actually is incredibly supportive for a prebiotic in the gut as well. So you're servicing the body on so many levels. Put a bit of fresh mint in there, or alternatively, you can put a little bit of coriander in there as well. So don't think of herbs as just something that you add savory. Play around with herbs because they can make that sort of something that is sort of typical like a smoothie, a little bit more dynamic and a little bit more interesting. And then I always put a little bit of extra nutrition in it. So whether it's my spirulina, my acai, in this case, we put a little bit of Bioglan Inigo Glow Powder, which is great for complexion, collagen. Whiz it all up. And the good thing about this, as long as you don't put too much chia seeds in it, it's something that you can do the night before. You can grab it. If you're someone who's time poor when it comes to your breakfast and you're missing it, as opposed to having something, pop it into a container, have it as you're running out the door, and you can sip it all
there
morning.
Play a ukulele as you drink it, and it's Hawaiian.
Sure.
I have to say that my daughter did buy a ukulele, a grass skirt and a little Hawaiian bikini. But she looks so cute.
And that explains why Ed cannot fit into that grass skirt.
Wrong size.
We have a recipe tab on the top of our House of Wellness page as well, if you want to dial that up and check that stunning, nutritious and delicious recipe option out. Houseofwellness.com.au. More of your calls coming up after this quick break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Peony Noir by Michael Bublé. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
As we mentioned earlier, it's Heart Health Week starting this week, and as we know, the heart's one of the most active tissues in the body. Did you know that your heart requires an adequate supply of coenzyme Q10 for its heart health? Well, Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10 from Chemist Warehouse assists in maintaining a healthy cardiovascular system, and it may also assist in healthy heart function. On average, our heart beats something like 80 times per minute. That's 4,800 beats per hour and 115,000 times per day. Over our 80-year lifespan, that's 3 billion beats. That's a lot of beats. Well, you can get Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10, the 150-milligram 100 caps, for only $25.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your doctor. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
This is the radio version of the House of Wellness. We do it every Sunday morning and on Channel 7, the House of Wellness TV episodes beam out across your screens. Joe Stanley is hosting today. And you know my thoughts on gorgeous Labrador puppies. You're just torturing me this morning, Joe.
Oh, my goodness, Ed. Aww. They're adorable. We do have the Labrador puppies from Guide Dog Victoria on the show this morning. I mean, it melts your heart, doesn't it? Talk about how many heartbeats you have per day.
Yes.
Oh, they're so cute. But it's obviously in preparation for International Guide Dogs Day, which is next week, and they're running this fantastic Access All Areas campaign. Did you know that there are still people that will not allow access to working dogs and guide dogs in this country?
Oh, that's crazy.
It's madness to me. Yeah. So they're running this great campaign all about allowing, of course, people with their guide dogs into all areas because they're so crucial to giving them, you know, access to all areas, of course.
Okay.
Those wonderful dogs.
Puppies. You know, for my one of my birthdays, and I was sweet-talking all those wonderful people at Guide Dogs Victoria, I went and they let me come in and roll around in a litter of their puppies.
Really?
So I was covered in about 12 of them. It was the best day ever.
Now, Joe, I've got a question for you.
You're
would
a strange
Daisy
man,
make...
is all I can say.
Joe, would Daisy make guide dog material, or does she just like tearing things apart?
Look, Daisy, our Labrador puppy, who is 15 weeks, is not guide dog material.
No.
She destroyed her second bed this week. So, you know, obviously there's joy in pulling foam out all over the bathroom.
Yes,
good on
her. Good for digestion as well.
Might just drop her down to companion dog level and see how we go. What else are you covering today on the show?
Well, it's flu vaccination is on our lips as we head into the winter months. So we're going into the only flu vaccination manufacturer in the Southern Hemisphere, finding out how flu vaccs are made. Mm-hmm. And take a deep breath, fellas, as Dr. Snip separates truth from fiction if you are considering a vasectomy. A very important conversation. Because
At breakfast time on a Sunday, Joe. Great conversation. Yes.
No, we're doing it at midday, of course. You know,
yes.
Girls,
well, so yes, yes, it's true. But Ed and I now have little beads of perspiration on our upper lip here.
Dr. Snip, he has these fabulous large billboards up and down the Sunshine Coast I've seen, smiling at you from the motorway. Dr. Snip.
He has got a very big smile on his style.
Yeah.
But he brings some very fantastic real-life stories of men who were a little terrified but then went in and realised it was really not such a big deal, and it's changed their family life, and they're very much happier for it. So, you know, a good idea to be informed, I guess.
All righty. Plenty coming your way today, right across the country. Midday on Channel 7, House of Wellness TV version. Of course, you can still enter the House of Wellness comp, where two couples can win an all-expenses-paid luxury holiday at Luke Dasty's Sukhavati Retreat in Bali. Thanks, Joe. We'll see you on the TV soon.
Thank you.
Interesting look at FluVax and where they're made. And we've got a call from Faye, who's standing by as well in Balnarring. Faye, let's come to you with your query. Right. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. I'm just inquiring. We go away the middle of August. Is it too soon to get the flu injection now?
No, Faye. Line up. Now, whether you go to your GP, whether you visit your local Chemist Warehouse, book in online, $12.99, walk in, get the injection, walk out and go and enjoy your wonderful holiday.
Should bring you peace of mind and send us a postcard as well. We'll take a little break. The A to Z of vitamins not too far away here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Peony Noir by Michael Bublé. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
We have loved having your company this Sunday morning. 131-873 is our number as we come to the lovely Esme, lucky last caller in Berwick. Hi, Esme.
Oh, good morning to you all.
Can we have a quick question from you just before time beats us?
Hello?
Yeah,
yes, we're listening, Esme. How can we help you?
Mr. Quigley. I have been pretty run down over the last 6 months or so, and I don't take any vitamins whatsoever. And I was wondering, first of all, if you could tell me what I should be taking. I've just got no energy, and I'm very lethargic.
Esme, the perfect thing to you is to pop up into one of your pharmacies in Berwick and ask them to show you Sustagen, which is a magnificent strengthening powder that you mix in water in a blender. Throw anything in it that you want, from yogurt to Manuka honey, whatever, you ice cream, and make that your morning and afternoon tea, and you'll be surprised at the bounce that you get back. But it's a slow burn, Esme, but we will get you back to where you want to be.
I love it when ice cream is included as part of medications.
Yeah,
I like
quite
your
surprise.
Thinking.
Yum, yum.
Thank you, Mr. Quigley. A to Z of vitamins time. What are we looking at today?
We talked heart health before with John, and it was a terrific discussion. Heart health involves omega-3 essential fatty acids. You can get it from fish oil, but you can also get them in a more efficient way, Ed and Zoe, from krill oil. So this is a tiny little crustacean, but it means the essential fatty acids that are packaged in that krill are more easily absorbed by your body. Mm-hmm. So we're looking mainly at increases in heart health, in brain health, in vision, and they're the sorts of things that quality of life abounds in. It's just an option. The other thing with krill is there doesn't tend to be the potential reflux that fish can sometimes cause.
You're right.
Because there's been no definitive comparison that one krill equals a certain number of fish, but we seem to think that it's probably about 2 or 3 times stronger than a standard strength fish oil capsule. More bang for your buck, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. And heart health is on everyone's minds this week.
It's very important.
Kicking off today. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by BioGland Vitamins. Discover the BioGland difference and improve your health today. Been some fabulous callers. Winding up with Esme there. We hope we've helped you out there. A winner, if we might, from all our callers going to air today.
The winner today, and amongst it, some lovely calls, Ed and Zoe, is Jennifer with her Bell's palsy struggle. Mm. And Peter, thank you again for your call. Jennifer, you're the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, and we hope that puts a smile on your face.
Absolutely. All righty, that's the radio version done. The TV version of House of Wellness on Channel 7 today from midday. Are you jet-lagged at all from your time away, Zoe?
I am a little bit, particularly as Emily woke up at 4 a.m. this morning. But in saying that, I'm going to get it back to a really good routine of going to bed at 6 o'clock and waking up at 6 o'clock again.
And nutrition tips to kind of get body clocks back? Is anything
I mean, we know the obvious one, sunlight, but it's all about getting as much fresh produce into your diet. I mean, I am a massive fan of spirulina and all those big, big antioxidants because obviously part of the jet lag is sitting down for the long period of time we do on the plane.
All righty, you readjust. And Gerald, we'll see you again next Sunday.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Zoe, for your help.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to us here on the House of Wellness.
Bye, everyone.